Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
60477.
I'm sorry, a little bit too fast for me. Your zip code again?
60477.
Okay, I see. I couldn't hear you very well. Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Stacy Mannion.
Okay. Have you placed an order for something? I don't see an order in your name yet.
I didn't place an order, so I don't know who ordered it for me, because I don't know if I did not order anything, and you guys charged me $7.95 in my account.
When did that happen?
I will tell you. One second, please. I got to find my phone. Where did I put my phone?
Okay, no problem. Oh, go ahead and spell your last name for me while you're looking for it.
No. I'm on my phone.
Oh.
Hold on a second.
I understand. I've been there.
I gotta log back in.
Well, spell your last name for me.
Mannion.
Okay, one moment. And your first name?
Stacy, Stacey.
Okay. I see an order in your name, so will you verify your mailing address?
17035 Amherst Lane. What was it?
Okay. So it looks like you're trying to order the tablet.
What tablet?
It's a computing device. Were you trying to enter a contest for a tablet?
Yes, I think.
Okay, so that's what happened. You're paying the $7.95 to enter the contest.
That's what it was for?
Yeah.
What if I don't win? What if I don't win it?
Well, I have the very limited details here because we can't see everything, but I can see that's what's happening with your order. Is that something that you want to continue with?
No, not at all. Not at all. No, I don't want a reoccurring thing. No, nothing at all. Hello?
Okay, one moment. Okay, so we're going to avoid the account here so you won't incur any more charges, okay?
No more charges. Okay, avoid it.
Yes, ma'am. The account is closed.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.